Going away to college can put miles in between students and their families. Add to that the gulf created by different political views, and it's easy to understand why some students aren't looking forward to going back home for winter break.
I mean, I understand that people need a break from school and everything, but like, university is my escape from the much more exhausting task of being at home. For a lot of people, I guess it's the opposite. But I'd much rather spend time sitting in my dorm than, you know, spending my winter break with my family.
That was Noah Smoyer, a sophomore studying linguistics at Ohio University. For him, being open about his sexuality creates tension back at home, especially with his father.
Voted for Trump, and he was very happy about Trump winning. And he knows that I'm bisexual. He knows how close I am to the LGBT community and how involved I am in it. And it's really, you know, it's really uncomfortable being around him, knowing that, like, he willingly voted for a man whose running mate was, you know, Mike Pence. And had the gall to pretend that, like, there wasn't some conflict there.
Noah plans on spending more time at his mom's house over break because of his political differences with his dad. For him and sophomore Maddie Rotunda, it's these differing views that makes being open to talk about certain topics more difficult.
I think for a long time, I just tried to agree with everything my parents said. And then got to a point where I was just tired of feeling like my voice wasn't actually heard. And so I decided to just, I don't know, speak out against what I felt like they were saying, like against the, subtle tones of bigotry and racism that they were spewing towards me.
For Noah, some of his family's hardline political views are even harder to deal with because he is out and open with them about his sexuality.
Sort of empathy for your family, but it doesn't really seem like a lot of people did. Like they looked at, you know, they weighed the pros and cons of voting in a president and a vice president who are so vocal, who are pretty anti-LGBT, and they thought it didn't bother them enough not to go through with it. And it's upsetting. And it's really difficult to talk to my family about this, particularly my father's side of the family, because they're the more hardcore conservatives.
But for Maddie, her family's conservative views on LGBTQ issues mean she's nervous to even talk to her parents about her sexuality.
It's frustrating, because there have been times when I've tried to talk to my parents about it, and because first, I'm like upset about what they're saying, just because it's a big issue, and I wish people didn't feel that way. There's that, but then there's also that personal element to it where it makes me more scared to actually come out to them. And so there have been times when I've just started like crying as I'm talking to them. They're like, "Why are you crying about this? Like, why is it your issue?"
It's important to realize that all families have their differences. For LGBTQ individuals, the election result may mean taking different approaches to how they are going to spend their time away from Ohio University.
For WOUB, this is Elise Peck.